Well, a court in Whangarei has heard harrowing evidence from survivors of the fishing boat Enchanter, which capsized in horrendous weather, resulting in five deaths. The vessel, with 10 people on board, was returning from a once-in-a-lifetime fishing trip to the Three Kings Islands north of Cape Reinga in March 2022. The skipper, Lance Goodhue, has been charged with breaching his duties and putting lives at risk. Our reporter, Peter de Graaf, has been covering the case and he joins us now. Kia ora, good morning, Peter.
Kia ora, Ingrid.
Tell us about the evidence that was given yesterday. A lot of talk about this massive wave that hit the boat. What did the witnesses say?
Yeah, well, so far we've heard from four witnesses. So we've had the deckhand, two of the three surviving passengers, and the skipper of another boat who was in the area at the time. And as you mentioned in your intro there, some of the evidence has been really quite harrowing and very sad. But there's also been some tales of great courage and, you know, even heroism. So in particular, the young deckhand, Kobe O'Neill, so he was first up. He was only 20 at the time, and he described that wave hitting as like, you know, a train hitting the boat. Now, first he had to fight his way up through the out of the wreckage, and then he popped up in some pretty rough, wild seas. It was almost dark. They're a good 2 kilometres offshore. And, of course, no one had life jackets because the boat went over almost instantly. And he put in a massive effort in those very, very difficult circumstances to try to save the life of one of the passengers in particular. And, unfortunately, that was in vain. One of the other passengers yesterday, he talked about how the survivors all ended up on different bits of debris, which quickly drifted apart. And you can just imagine, you know, watching your best mates drifting away into the darkness and there's nothing you can do. So really, very, very tragic.
Can you talk us through just briefly the prosecution and the defence cases?
Sure. So the prosecution that's being brought by Maritime New Zealand, and they are saying that a reasonably careful mariner wouldn't have tried to make it back from North Cape or to North Cape that day. And Maritime New Zealand's also saying that when the skipper was approaching the anchorage, he picked a course that was too close to land. He was travelling beam onto the waves, so the waves were hitting side on, and he was travelling at dusk. Now, the defence case, so they are saying that the law requires you to take reasonable care, of course, but that doesn't mean you need to be prepared for or to foresee every possible risk, you know, especially very remote ones. And the picture that's being painted so far by defence is of a single rogue wave that just popped up out of nowhere and that could not have been foreseen.
And from here, what, another skipper is giving evidence?
Yes, so that's Matt Gentry. He is the skipper of a crayfish boat that was up at the Three Kings Islands at the same time. He is continuing today. And so his evidence has been very different to the witnesses on board the Enchanter. So the passengers, they've all said there was nothing extreme or unusual about the sea conditions when the Enchanter was heading back to North Cape. The skipper described it as the water as sloppy, scruffy, and gnarly, but, you know, nothing the boat couldn't handle. Mm. And they were talking about swells of about 1.5, 2 metres, winds of 20 knots. But yeah, Mr. Gentry, he said this conditions were horrendous and he had tried retrieving some cray pots that day, but it was so rough, he decided to call it a day and he just hunkered down in a sheltered bay. And he said he would not have risked going back to North Cape that day. And he talked about swells of 3 to 4 metres and winds of up to 35 knots. So a very different account of the weather that day.
So, Peter, this is being held before a judge only. What's the time frame for this to finish up?
Yep. So we expect it to take 3 weeks all up, so another 2.5. And, yeah, as you say, there's no jury, so the judge is going to ponder all the evidence and then he'll release his decision sometime later, so probably 2 to 3 weeks after the trial ends.
Okay. Thank you for the update on that. That is our reporter, Peter de Graaf.